This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. One in six Colorado high schoolers currently use e-cigarettes. Flor Velasco Hernandez is a junior at Manual High in downtown Denver. She says the proximity of tobacco retailers has helped normalize vaping.
It's everywhere, and it's more usual for somebody to be doing it than for somebody to not be doing it.
There are signs that some efforts to reverse that are helping. The number of Colorado high schoolers who use tobacco or vapes has declined recently. There's much more on Colorado teenagers and tobacco in our series called The Hook at CPR.org. A property dispute in northern Custer County ended Monday with multiple shots fired, three people dead, and a fourth in critical condition. Authorities say the suspect is still at large. A shelter-in-place order was in place for parts of Chaffee County this morning, but it is now lifted. 45-year-old Henry Clark was last seen driving a silver Ram truck with the Colorado license plate BHLK27. Officials say he is likely armed. Artists who work for Opera Colorado have voted to form a union. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
The American Guild of Musical Artists says the mail ballot election to organize was successful after a five-week voting period. Griff Braun is the national organizing director at the American Guild of Musical Artists.
The artists want to take at least a minute to kind of celebrate that they've gotten over this first hurdle.
Artists have worked with Opera Colorado without a union agreement since the late 1980s. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Opera Colorado did not immediately return a request for comment. Opera Colorado is a financial supporter of CPR News, but has no editorial influence. It's mostly sunny across Colorado today, and tomorrow it turns cooler for Thursday's holiday with snow late Thursday and on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.